watch me while I sleep. Don't require your belief. Offering silence but no relief. Can you scream without a sound? Like the freeze that's coming down. Barren space where nothing grows. A secret place where no one goes.
Chaos Springs Eternal is a Delta Green actual play. Delta Green, by its nature, deals with violent themes, disturbing imagery, and horrors beyond our comprehension. Now, if you wouldn't mind comprehending some horrors with us, I think you'll have a good time. Hello, and welcome back to Chaos Springs Eternal. This is Season 1, City of Woe?
Woe?
Woe! Hey, everybody, I'm going to need you to roll a sanity check against violence.
What?
Just right off rip, huh? We're just right getting right off, in huh? there.
Just popping in there.
Yes, I figured before we cover our little... what we did last time, I need to just keep this in my back pocket in terms of what the consequences are.
Can the consequences be nothing?
I don't know. What'd you get? Mercy.
What did 79 Mercy get? Over 56.
That's a failure.
Yep.
What about for Joel?
31 under 53. I'm totally cool.
Okay. And Cyril?
13 under 75.
All right.
Well, Jesus Christ, Cyril has a 75 in his sanity? What the hell?
Obviously. Haven't you
been able to tell? Cyril the most grounded person in our group?
Based on the actions that he took last episode, yeah. Haven't you been able to tell that he's most grounded?
They don't faze me.
Fuck off. Yes. Fuck off with this. I'm fidgeting with the crystal ghost.
Hey, don't faze all right. me. I'm fine.
All right. 0-1 for this one. Actually, I don't know. I think there might be a set amount for shooting someone, but I'm going to go 0-1 because I'm just saying the adrenaline, you know, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So Marcy, you take one. Noah, Marcy takes one unless you want to project that onto someone.
For only one, I think I'll take it on the chin.
All right. Just take it. So take it last time.
Chin of my brain.
Last time in City of Woe, chin in my brain, that's a good one. Last time on City of Woe, you guys met up at normal-sized Eddie's Diner. You caught each other up on some of the downtime and then decided to head to the Riverbend Blues Lounge. Heading in, you met with a Christian Chenoweth lookalike whom you proceeded to bully after being shown the door, both literally and proverbially. Marcy managed to hack into their Wi-Fi and find some suspicious financial documents, some interesting going on. Well, you had not figured out anything more about Antoine. You did find out some strange stuff and you passed off some of this information to Detective Marr. After that phone call, you all were nearly shot by a bullet. I think Marcy was the one who was nearly shot by a bullet. Noah, continuing in his amazing series of luck, you managed to not be hit. And then at first driving off, Cyril demanded that y'all stop, and he pursued on foot, heading into the back alley of the Riverbend Blues Lounge, which you pursued through the back of the kitchen where there was some prep going on. You caused a man to spill a giant pot of soup, and as you pursued... the man who had taken a shot further in, you all three had ganged up. And as you had a small back and forth before he shot at you and you shot at him and wound up with him being shot very neatly in a extremely vital area by Cyril. You tried to do some sort of medicine and none of you succeeded. And so you went back into his office, finding out that he was the Marcus Johnson, pushed into his office and took out some of the the day's security tapes, as well as the security tapes from the days before the hurricane. And as you headed back out towards the car, there were sirens in the background. Maybe they were for this. Maybe they were something else. Maybe they were just for dramatic effect. Who knows? But I'm going to assume that you guys are in the car hauling ass back to Care For. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. I also would like to say, because I can't remember if we said it off recording or not, Joel has picked up his gun. The guy we shot.
Yeah,
you did. Yep. Yes. Yep. I believe you did right at the end of the episode. You mentioned that.
Okay. I couldn't remember if I said it before or after, so I just wanted to slide that in at least.
I also want to say that guy, he's... You make it sound like he's bleeding out, but according to Delta Green rules, he's just incapacitated, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in a TTRPG, when you shoot someone and they go down, they're...
Yeah, but he's not under his hit points.
No. No, right. But in Delta Green, and I think, honestly, you know, I may have done it wrong where that's really only a PC type of thing. Like, NPCs don't follow the same rule.
Right.
I didn't bother to look it up, but I love the idea of Cyril one-shotting this man. Regardless, like, he might be stable, but he's not going to be well. Right?
A lime cook comes over and finishes him off.
I thought about finishing him off, but I was like, I'll save my killing for another day.
Well, we'll find out what happens to that guy, maybe. I don't know. You might never find out what actually happens to him unless you come back here and do some investigation. Who knows? Okay, so you guys are hauling ass down I-10, or across I-10. Not really down. It mostly goes east-west, and it feels weird to say down. I guess since Joel's the one who's doing the driving.
Yes.
Tyler, do you want to tell me, how are you driving? And based off how you're driving, I'll decide if that requires a drive roll or not.
Okay, so my first question is, when we get out, do we see the police cars or anything? Or is it just we hear them in the distance?
You hear them in the distance, but you have made it out quick enough that you guys didn't do a ton of searching. So cool. if they were headed to you, you got out enough.
He'll go fast for the first block or two, basically, until he thinks that line of sight has been broken enough and that he'll begin to act a little more calm, like drive more calmly.
Okay. What is your drive skill?
Enough. Hang on one second.
Me telling the DM, I'm 60. Just good at this.
60?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you are playing it cool. Playing it cool as you, drive back, maybe doing like 5 over on the speed limit or something like that.
It's probably just a little under, because if you're going the speed limit, that's sus, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead and let's see. I'm not going to make Noah roll me the luck roll. So, Mark, why don't you make me a luck roll?
Okay.
Listen, buddy, it has to be better than a 9.
It's a failure.
So even with your driving, unfortunately, the bullet through the window is enough to get you flagged. And before long, you do see the red and blue in the rear view as you pull over. I assume, are you pulling over?
Joel will look at them for a second and just be like, what do you think?
I mean, I did get shot. I mean, I was grazed. I only took 1 hit point of damage, but I probably am bleeding. You could say that you're trying to get me to the hospital, that we were driving through a bad part of town. Something like that.
We can give it a shot. Joel will pull over.
Okay. Policeman comes by. Yeah, knocks on the window to roll down, unless you've already got it rolled down. In which case, he says, hey, you know, just notice you guys had a little bullet hole through the window. Do you mind explaining how that happened?
Yeah, we were rolling through Southside, New Orleans, and someone shot at someone else, and we were just in the crossfire. We got out of there. my buddy got hit with some of the glass, and I'm just trying to get him back home so we can get him patched up.
Oh gosh. And he takes a look back at Cyril. He's like, oh gosh, you know, I'm sorry. Do you guys want like an escort to the hospital or something?
Oh no, so, officer, that won't be necessary. It's just a little cut.
Okay. As he's looking at you, he's like, yeah, you guys look familiar. He looks at Marcy, he looks at Cyril, and then he looks back at Joel, and he's like, I know you. Hey, wait a second, you guys are those ghost hunters.
Joel, big toothy smile. Yeah, that's us.
What the hell were you doing in New Orleans getting shot at for?
I mean, I don't think we were ones getting shot at. I think we were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. To answer your question, we were doing an interview.
Oh, gosh. Interview? Who with?
A small little blogger. No one important, honestly. Just it's probably a site that's going to get maybe 10, 15 views.
Oh, man. That's... I don't understand how y'all guys aren't doing big time. I saw the interview on WCLA. That was awesome. The little segment y'all did. Oh man, that was crazy.
Yeah, I kind of really forced these guys to do it. I think we should, you know, also let the small time guys kind of get a little bit of the share too, you know? It always feels bad when the big boys are the only ones who actually get anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough. You want me to take a look? I got a little kit in the back of my car. You want me to take a look at that arm, see if I can get something patched up for you?
No, sir. I was fully in the military. I think I can judge how wounded I am. I'm okay. Okay. All right. We're gonna make it to the hospital. So that's I appreciate the effort, though, officer.
Are you going all the way back to y'all are out of care for, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, drive safe, and I don't know, hopefully you get that windshield fixed up.
Yeah,
he looks at your car and he's like, hope that's not too much of a problem.
Oh, I mean, windshield's a pain, but I'll find it.
Yeah, I mean, windows are usually pains.
The smile dies, and there's just a dead straight. You get what you fucking deserve.
Well, he lets y'all off and gets back to his car. Y'all take back off.
So. Joel peels out.
Yeah, drifts.
So. Before long, y'all are back in care for. What are you actually headed to the medical center? Do you want to stitch yourself up back at the Image Maker Studios? This is where y'all tell me what you want to do.
Right.
What does Cyril want? I know it's only one damage you said you took.
Yeah, I just took one damage. I think I'll patch myself up at home. I should be all right. They just winged me. It's no big deal. I'll put some, as my old father would say, I'd put some misotracin on it.
Is there any way I can like look into their financial stuff to see like who they were sending that money to?
So I would say that you've got some of the stuff.
Get that to Detective Marr.
Well. Again, he was kind of like, "Hey, I can't do much with this."
Didn't we know who they gave the money to, or where it was coming from?
You got it that it was a line item expense for not cleaning supplies, but something as innocuous as it's a
like security
maintenance supplies.
Yeah,
maintenance. Like yeah. That.
So you could try and track down where that is going, but it is in some encrypted files. So you have a ton of data that you were able to scrape out of there, but there is like encrypted files and some of like the actual actual personnel stuff is buried in there, but it's you know like you wouldn't want copies of checks to be kept in the clear.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. So you could look at that.
Okay. I would like to try.
Take a little bit.
Can Marcy erase the existence of Marcus Johnson?
Oh my God.
So you have the data. Obviously, you can't, since you're off their local Wi-Fi, you can't actually like make any edits to the database.
I've erased this man from reality.
You don't exist anymore, Marcus.
He just goes to live in the woods. I'm free. No more tax.
He's like, oh, perfect.
Computer science, or what other skill would you like me to try to leverage?
Yeah, computer science. I don't. There's not like a cryptography explicitly, right? Or is there?
Would that be SIGINT?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. My difference of that score, computer science to SIGINT, is a solid 30%, so I'm leaning towards computer science, but if you think it's more SIGINT, then I'm fine with rolling whichever you want.
Give me 7 minutes.
Okay.
SIGINT is intelligence derived from electronic signals and systems used by foreign targets, such as communications, systems, radars, weapon systems, etc.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so SIGINT is something that you'll almost never touch.
Cool.
Okay, so that's more... Okay, that's more SIGINT.
It's more like code-breaking. It's more like code-breaking, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
That's decrypting the Enigma machine.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Alrighty.
So, give me a little computer score.
That's a 95 over 65. God damn it.
So I think what you recognize with this failure is it's something that you'd have to send out to someone to do. You know a few people who have sort of dedicated setups for this kind of cracking. And you just don't have that sort of computer firepower.
You're on a Chromebook.
Would Barnabas have access to this type of thing?
I feel like Barnabas,
or is he just too off the grid?
Yeah, he's a little too off the grid, and he's got a lot of sort of he doesn't have a lot of like internet type stuff. I mean, he is connected, but his networking is more dumb, right? It's more hardwired systems on his property.
He has a big guillotine over it in case anything goes wrong. It can just turn off at a moment's notice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a legit setup, right?
I'm sure someone has it.
It's going to be mine if not.
I'm tired of the Wi-Fi for today. Chop!
I think AI is getting a little too good. Hit the button.
I'm tired of doom scrolling.
All right, so I'm curious what next steps do y'all want to take? Having investigated a little bit into the Ruben Blues Lounge, you guys know that something sketchy is going on there, but going back might be a little bit difficult at this point.
What makes you say that?
Just because you might get like noticed. Now you don't know if don't know if Kristen Chenoweth is the only. I keep saying Kristen Chenoweth. Not actually Kristen Chenoweth. Her name is Sophie Martin. You don't know if Sophie is going to be, the one person there, or if anyone from the kitchen will be there, or if Marcus Johnson will be back in action anytime soon. So you might need to do a little bit roundabout research on that, but you're obviously free to do that. There aren't a lot of pressing things, but there are a few things that you could investigate, obviously, right now.
Yeah. So first things first, on the way back, about 20 minutes out from Carrefour, Joel kind of hits him. That's like, hey guys, that cop noticed us, like recognized us. What are the chances anybody inside of that store recognizes us?
Fuck.
I get to roll a bunch. Secretly.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
We need to stage a bunch of people going out and masquerading as us.
That's the more believable option?
That is my only thought in my brain at this moment. I am panicking now, Joel.
That's a pretty constant state for us this last week or so.
Well, we've gone from the supernatural to the mundane now. Now just getting shot at by people for no fucking reason.
Well, there was a good reason for us being shot at, but
We did. Why? Yeah. Why did he shoot at us?
Because he's trying to get us off the scent. Something's happening there.
There's clearly something's not on the up and up.
It was a warning shot that I took very seriously.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I'm sorry for jumping the gun on that one, y'all.
Wait, what do you mean you're sorry for it?
Because, I mean, when he was counting down, I just shot at him.
Oh, no, you did the right thing.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I was seeing red. I was just, if you didn't do it, I was going to do something stupid. I'm glad it was not me.
I mean, I gave him a chance. I gave him a chance.
Yeah.
He was outnumbered, too. He was stupid. He deserved to get shot in the pelvis.
He probably thought all the cooks were going to jump us with knives and forks and whatnot.
Question.
Yes.
What was the name that we had from the Jeep?
Ezra Blackburn.
Okay. I think we should definitely look into that. I think that is what Joel wants to he'll bring up to the group. That's what he wants to start working on next.
That guy?
Yeah, I think so.
What does he have to do with anything? He just nearly ran me over. What?
I don't know. Maybe Joel doesn't say that. I'm thinking out of character. Never mind.
Sorry.
I had my notes mixed up with what I know versus what Joel knows. Continue.
I mean, Joel does know his name.
Yeah, but he doesn't know exactly. Like, that wouldn't be a logical next step for Joel at this moment. Like, in my head, I was connecting him to the nightclub.
Well, do you have any reason to connect him to the nightclub?
Joel does not know.
Is that something Marcy can figure out?
Yeah.
It's something that y'all could figure out.
Yeah. It is, but is that the next logical step for us? That's the big question.
I don't know if
scrolling
it's logical
through
or not.
The notes.
I feel like in Call of Cthulhu they have an idea role, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Sort of.
So I don't want to hold your hand through this. Because there is a connection that you guys could make right now based off information you have. And I don't know. This is where it's hard for me as like a handler, where it's like, I've given you all the pieces.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch
The Good... at this puzzle.
Did you guys ever watch The Good Place?
Yeah.
Yes.
Never finished it, but yes.
Same. There's an episode where... there's an episode...
Sorry.
I got to heaven and I was like, this is done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an episode in it where they realize, you know, that they are supposed to pull off this sort of trick for Michael. And it looks like Michael has turned against them, but they realize that, oh no, like he's still on their side. Right. And at the end of the episode, they're like, we found all three clues you gave us to figure this out, and he's like, actually I left you 470 clues. And that's kind of how I feel sometimes with this, where it's like,
yeah, that's called being a DM. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm not going to push that anymore unless you guys if you guys want to make a specific research into it, if you want to research more into the club, or if you want to research more into Ezra Blackburn, in case there's a connection there.
Yeah,
I mean, out of character, I think you guys would put that together, right?
Yeah.
But there's ways you can do it. You also have a pile of videotapes.
Yep. Oh my god!
I was just gonna bring that up.
Okay. Yeah, we should start there.
You want to come over to my house and have a watch party?
Wouldn't it be faster if we all split up the tapes and watched like?
Oh, that's no fun.
I mean, okay, yeah, you're right. Just in case,
you know,
like, some of us miss something.
Is there electricity out at Florizon Manor?
No.
I think it's hooked up to electricity, but it's not like they've been... It's not turned on, right? Mm. Yeah.
All right. I was going to say...
If we plug something in there, it's going to explode.
I was going to say, we could have a little, you know, bring a TV over there and watch it. We got to guard that place anyway because of Glomus.
True.
Yeah.
But y'all are welcome to come over and watch on my TV. I got an old VCR DVD hookup.
I mean, yeah, I think we need to see if we can find anything with Antoine to that nightclub. I think that's the next best step.
Also, we need to figure out Antoine and maybe even his brother. I mean, and, you know, figure out if the mayor's involved in that or if the mayor knows something about that nightclub.
I met another Babineau who went to the meeting that Clementine and I both went to last night. Or not last night, but what time was it? Was it last night?
That would have been last night, yeah. Yeah, Friday night. Today's Saturday.
And I forgot the mayor's name. Was that his daughter? Or
that was his wife.
That was his wife?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I said you remembered her from the pictures in his office.
Okay. I might be able to ask her some stuff, because she gave me her... No, she didn't give me her contact information. She just said to reach out to her if I needed to about, like, what books to recommend next for the book club thing that they're doing.
Yeah, I think her email was on the flyer.
Okay.
Let's just explore all avenues if we can. You guys are welcome to come over. I think that's not a bad idea. You know,
I'll bring my laptop and work on an email to her.
Yeah, there you go. Six set of eyes on the tapes. Figure out what happened.
Yeah, I think that's six. You mean six eyes total?
Yes.
Who are the other three?
I had a bunch of potatoes watching with us as well.
All right, so smash cut to Cyril's apartment. Y'all set up the VHSs. I assume you're like watching them at 2x speed.
Yeah, just kind of pouring over them. Yeah, they can. We're all just chilling watching it. Cyril's fidgeting with the Organite.
Marcy is just staring at him the entire time, like. Put that down.
Put this thing? There's nothing to fear, Marcy.
Marcy's just staring at it with just like this visible discomfort. Like, I don't know. The type of discomfort you would see someone like not used to being around guns. But it's a crystal containing a ghost that tried to kill you.
Oh, I know. I know what it is. I can put it away if it makes you uncomfortable.
It does, Cyril. Thank you. Please.
I'll put it away. And then he goes into his back room and puts it in his gun safe.
I thought you were going to say he just starts juggling with
it. I start pressing it against your skin and start an incantation. Ay, ay, shamanai.
All right. So these are, I mean, you have quite a bit of tape to go through. Because yeah. I think I mentioned that there were cameras for the front, right, outside.
Mm-hmm.
There's cameras for the inside. And there's cameras in the kitchen.
But we can narrow it down a bit, right? Because he had to make the drive from Carrefour.
Mm-hmm.
And we know when he left, right?
I think you've got a... Yeah, you've got a relative.
Yeah, we have time for you.
What's her... The town therapist told us that he left at a certain time.
His girlfriend.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of can narrow down when he would be there. So we wouldn't need to go through, like, 24 hours of tape.
Yeah. And especially if he had the UV stamp for the club, he had to have gone in through the front.
Correct.
Yes.
And he probably had to go through a time when they were... I mean, they would be open, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be getting a stamp.
We assume.
Presumably. Right.
Yeah.
Cut to Antoine crawling in through the vents like he's in like he's fucking diehard.
Diehard. I was just about to say that.
Yeah, they wouldn't have a stamp for him just entering in the middle of the day to like meet with somebody, right?
Oh, you got the vent stamp, Antoine. Oh, all right.
Vent stamp.
Antoine vented, he sus.
Oh boy. So we can narrow it down in terms of that. But yes, we still will need to pour through several hours of tape.
Yeah. Okay. So as you...
Search rolls?
No, because this is something that you're just going to run across at some point. But I think with the idea of him, you know, he's definitely going outside. Maybe you're starting with the outside tapes first.
Yeah, I would say.
And then
you'll
use that to sort of reference to the other tapes. And as you're... As you're going through these tapes, which, you know, I think Cyril might even have, like, kind of a little bit of an advanced VCR.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because of your time at the station. So having a little bit of that ability to sort of, you know, play at double speed without being, like, the fast forward, which is still something that I don't understand how that actually works. But
he's got, like, a scrubbing board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I think I said scrubbing through the footage, and I don't know what scrubbing is, but I definitely meant scrubbing.
It's an advanced technique that only Cyril knows.
Yeah. So as you scrub through this footage, sort of the... So you guys, this campaign started on a Friday, and the hurricane that had happened was the previous... I don't know if I've given it a day, but it was the previous Friday night.
Yeah.
And so Antoine, I think you had learned, had gone to New Orleans before the hurricane, right? That week. So it would have been like the Monday before the hurricane. And the idea was that he was trying to get back to care for before that.
Before.
Which you would think. That was the assumption. No one's ever heard of, like, no one's ever actually confirmed that he left to try and get it ahead of it. But that's maybe I said Chelsea talked to him on the phone for that. Or, you know, Antoine said it, or maybe not Antoine, but Thaddeus, the mayor, said it. I can't remember exactly at this point, so I'm just establishing the timeline here, because you guys find out that on Thursday night, you see Antoine about 9:30 p.m. pulls up to the club. You see him walk in through the front door, and correlating that to some of the internal cameras, you see him step in and talk to Sophie Martin at the front.
Is he alone?
A little bit of back and forth. He's very genial. Go ahead.
Is he alone?
He is alone, yes. Okay. She stamps his hand, and he talks with her back and forth a little bit. And then you see him sort of recognize someone, you know, raise his hand to say hello. You see someone come over. You only see him from behind. And then you see them walk off to one of the sides of the room where the sort of more private booths are. All you can tell about this man from behind is that he's male, you know, clean-cut hair, kind of nicely business, casual-ish dress, something that might be... you know, appropriate in a nightclub, like not a suit, but maybe even like a sports coat, you know, khakis type of thing. You don't get a good, like, view of him in profile or anything. Almost as if he is aware of cameras.
Yeah, almost as if he is, like, owner of the club or manager or something.
He does walk with a certain importance. You notice that, I don't know if... You guys notice that Sophie, you know, treats him like a boss, maybe.
Yeah. So Antoine is very familiar with the people in this club. Like, he's waving at people. He's genial with Sophie. They have a familiarity.
I mean, you know, he's a pretty outgoing guy. So I don't know. I don't think you knew him too well, because he was sort of in and out of town constantly, you know. And he,
yeah,
he didn't hang around your same circles, right? So it could be that he's familiar with these people. It could be just that he's a charismatic guy.
Okay. Well, it's clear that they knew, they at least had a meeting for show. I don't quite know what the meeting's about. Can we get any of those pictures of that guy at any other time?
I was going to say, yeah, I think it's time to start scrubbing for more of the internal footage if we can, and just try and keep an eye out for his outfit.
Yeah, like, where does he come from? Can we figure that out? Like, does he come from the back room?
Yeah, he does come from the back room based off the angle that you're looking at and your familiarity with the room. One thing that's I guess, as you continue to scrub through, you see Antoine get up out of the booth at some point. It's probably around, 12:30 a.m. And you see him back out on the street and hail a taxi.
Did he take a taxi there?
No. You did not see where... He just saw him walk into the frame. So he may... Well, he may have taken a taxi. You can't tell if he drove or okay. took a taxi. So he may have taxied from wherever he was staying. But hard to say. But as you continue to scrub through the footage, you don't see this guy ever come out of that booth. Now, the booths are kind of hard to see. And... you know, so the angle might not be right for this. Maybe you miss him. If you go through that same night, that Thursday night, sort of around those same times from, you know, 9:30 to 12:30, you don't... Give me a search roll to see if you see anything.
A search roll? Let's
see. 49 under 53 for zero.
Okay.
All Success. Right.
All right.
Ooh, 459.
Nice.
Nice.
A big old failure. 57 over 25.
Okay. Let's make sure to mark that failure. But Cyril and Joel, I think as you're going through, it's almost like I don't know when clubs close in New Orleans, but I'm going to assume it's 3 a.m. on a, you know, this would be a Saturday morning. No, this would be a Friday morning. Because this was
Thursday night into Friday morning. Yep. Okay, sorry. I got mixed up. We're good.
Yep, I got mixed up too. That's why I'm clarifying it. so as we go Thursday night into Friday morning, you guys notice around like 2 a.m., you see just a brief glimpse of him coming back through the front door, just like appearing in the front and coming through the front door and then sort of crossing the whole of the room back into the back. But you never saw him leave the booth in all the angles that you have.
So he just goes there and he stays, and then he does that all the time?
No, you only see him go into the booth with Antoine, and then you see him come in the front of the club later.
Okay, so there's some weird back room over there? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Maybe. From the camera angle, I know you said it's a little more private and it's hard to see, obviously. Is it like it's walled off and you can't... It's like kind of like a security fence almost? Like a half wall?
It's the nature of the kind of angle of the cameras is that they aren't high up enough in the room to really like look over. I think I said the booths have like partitions that kind of come up, you know, elbow height type of thing, so they're not open up to the room, and so you just can't see. Like, you can just see into the, you know, you see that they're there, but you can't see into them, and the lighting is not great.
Yeah, it's set up that way, right? They're trying to not see you. They don't want to have recorded what's happening back there.
We don't see anyone else approach that table, like not even waiters or waitresses.
I guess
if we can see that from the angle.
You got a four. So you see someone bring drinks. You see like a tall glass and a rocks glass. I don't actually know what a rocks glass is. So if a rocks glass is also a tall glass, then...
No, a rocks glass is usually shorter and more round.
Yep. Okay, so you see a tall glass and a short glass. So I was right.
I was right.
Does it just happen the one time across the rest of this tape before Antoine leaves? Or is it like, are they getting boozed up?
No, you only see it once for that, no. Yeah.
Mossy, can you check and see who the names are of the people who own or run the bar?
Can I?
I think we said that the whole thing is owned by the, Leather Top LLC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the licenses and stuff are
through that corp.
Yeah. And any place where you would actually need a name of like a person and not just a thing, you see Marcus Johnson.
Hmm.
God.
That fucker.
Good Christ.
There's no like club owner. There's no anything like manager. There's no shift reports. There's nothing.
Any indication of anything like ownership is all in the LLC, and then any sort of personnel are people, but all the personnel are basically Marcus. I mean, I have the list.
Yeah.
If you'd like it, so.
Okay, and, well, so that clearly is not Marcus Johnson, right? I mean, right?
I don't think
you know that Marcus Johnson is bald, and bald. This guy was not.
Right.
Could be wearing a piece.
He's wearing...
Could be wearing a piece, yeah.
Very complex series
or
of hats.
He was wearing little bald caps when we shot him.
That's far more likely.
He just donated his hair to charity.
That's right.
what a brave man.
I did that at 19 and never looked back. Let's see here. Just trying to piece together like how we could like link.
Through the tape, did we notice Marcus at all? Like anywhere?
Yes. He would show up from time to time at the front. He would run IDs from time. There was another sort of bouncer out there, but every once in a while you'd see him radio back, and Marcus would come up and check IDs. You'd notice that it's normally not like it didn't look like underage kids. In fact, you probably would notice like more than one underage kid trying to get in, but it was typically people who didn't look like they had enough money to be there.
Oh.
Marcy is about to get a little Pepe Silvia on this.
Go ahead.
Marcy is going to start taking photographs of people on the tapes and then going through the names and trying to match names to faces by searching them online and trying to find any digital footprint she can. And she is like has the equivalent of like whatever the
your Facebook stalking.
Whatever, some type of document pad where she can link like an image to them, or even just like using it's some type of
like reverse image search.
No, like what are the fucking cameras that print out the picture as you take it?
Polaroid.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tyler. And just having those lined up and writing on them the name as soon as she can figure out who it is. Mm.
Okay.
And she is just brute forcing this as much as she can.
So obviously Marcus Johnson comes up pretty quickly. He's got a very sparse Facebook page. You see a picture of him, sort of like he's in a white V-neck and he's leaning back, but you just see like, you know, sort of chest up. And the background of his profile picture in Facebook is like a boxing ring. I don't remember if you got Sophie Martin's name or not, but she doesn't have much of an online presence at all.
Good for her.
Yeah. What about the guy? God, what about the guy that's on the that's been talking to Antoine? What's his name?
You didn't think you could get me that easy, right? But you know what's funny though, Marcy, as you begin searching this, go ahead and give me a search roll for this.
Damn it. Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
so close.
I'm spending 3 luck.
Nice. Okay. All right.
I'm at 6 luck now.
Jesus Christ.
28 over 25. Spin down to get that 25. You come up with like 6 or 8 people. when you have the brilliant idea to look for the Riverbend Blues Lounge Facebook page.
You fucker.
And you notice that Sophie Martin is on there, but she's got a private profile, so you can't actually like look at anything. Marcus Johnson, you've got Tony Black, looks like he's a chef. As you look at him, you realize that he is the guy who spilled the soup when you were back there. Leo Davis looks like he's a regular in some of the acts there, for when, you know, like singers need a band. He does piano and saxophone. Derek Vance recently took on a job as bartender there, probably like 3 months ago, looks like, as you're researching. One that kind of like is interesting to you, there's a Clara Bell, who is in accounting. You know, a handful of other people.
Is Antoine in any of the photos?
No, Antoine, they don't. So on the Facebook page, the last thing was from like a year ago. And it was just when they joined Facebook.
Got it.
That's just sort of a generic, you know, logo type of thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, we know he was there, right? We know we got that mm-hmm. firmly established. He went somewhere with somebody who was a big wig, or that he was meeting there for sure. Probably the real owner of that club. I don't think Marcus Johnson's got the clout to own a club like that, right? Especially
as he lies in a pool of his own blood.
As he got shot like a bitch in the middle of the
tell my daughter
fucking
I
hallway.
Her.
Yeah.
Did that guy say I don't have clout?
That's the last point of physical psychic damage that he needed to die.
he died not from the gunshot, but from lack of clout.
Lack of clout.
Yeah. Quick, nurse, give me 4 cc's of clout, stat!
That's a Mark Miller episode.
I was just about to say, I didn't realize Marcus was a fucking TikTok poster.
Oh, keep it bussin', fam. No cap. No,
for cap. Real, for real.
Smashing
real,
that like real. Button. Please,
skibbity, like, skibbity toilet!
Yeah. As the fucking heart monitor just flatlines as the follower count hits zero.
Must have clout.
Next question. I'll ask Marcy this. Do any of those people have connections? Like, they obviously, they have Facebook accounts. Do they have anyone... I'm trying to think how to word this. Do they have...
anyone with
clout? Anyone noticeable, like notable in their friend group, either like that we might know or that seems to come up consistently across the board, like across
scrolling
all of them.
Through the like their common their mutual friend circles. Yeah,
that's a really good I really like that, Tyler. That's a smart question to ask. So I want to give you a luck roll.
Fuck. All right.
I'm going to give you the luck roll. This
roll
is for
the luck.
This is for both. Like, if this is something that they would, if there's someone who has a Facebook page, whether this guy has a Facebook page, and then also if he's friends with these people.
All right. Right. Well, I would just like to remind the listeners at home, Joel's rocking a solid 22% chance right now.
Hey, that's
right,
1 in 5. That's not bad.
Oh, baby! Four. Let's fucking go.
Yes!
As you all have sort of picked up on this, and I don't know if you maybe have moved to a combination of Marcy's laptop and Cyril's desktop. I don't know if Cyril has a desktop or laptop, actually. So whatever Cyril's home computer is.
He has a gateway.
He has a gateway. Yep.
A 10-year-old gateway.
And, y'all begin searching through some of these, Clara Bell and Marcus Johnson and Sophie Martin and Leo Davis and Derek Vance and Jessica Moore and Arthur Reed. And as you kind of go through, like, there's a couple things that all of them have liked. Like, they are friends with each other. They all follow like similar sort of like band pages. You notice that they all follow the page for Evelyn Marlowe, who is a blues singer, as well as the Lucas Jefferson Trio, which is a jazz fusion band. As you sort of delve into all of this, at some point, actually, on Clara Bell's page, you find that she has left. She left a like on a Leather Top LLC page.
And the Leather Top LLC was not a part of the ones that were on the actual, like the employees were on the actual bar itself. It was,
and in fact, no one's friends with this. She's the only one who's left a like on it. And it's from what seems like quite a while ago. And when you click on the Leather Top LLC, it's almost like you get a little redirect to the New Orleans, what turns out to be a New Orleans car dealership that has sort of the banner for their profile page of several soft top Jeeps.
Leather Top, that son of a bitch.
Oh my god. Bitch.
And with that, we're going to end for tonight. Thank you once again for tuning in to Chaos Springs Eternal Presents Season 1, City of Woe. This is a Delta Green actual play. Shout out to Arc Dream Publishing for putting out Delta Green. It's my favorite role-playing system. So thank you to those guys, and thank you to all of you for listening. Please make sure that you go rate and review us on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. I know Google Podcasts is wrapping up here soon, so RIP. We are going to start putting these out to YouTube as well, so make sure you go check our check the link in the show notes and go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube for when that happens. Every little bit helps, guys. We really appreciate the feedback that we've been getting. Make sure you email us once you've done your review, and give us an NPC name. We'll happily incorporate them. We are going to have more characters join us in Care 4. So thank you for listening, and thank you to Pawns or Kings for Cocytus. It's our theme song, and let's listen to the rest of it now.
We'll visit him in the hospital.
There's going to be a memorial out on the street for him. He actually was the line cook here, father of 16.
He runs
a soup shop.
Theme for underprivileged kids.
Yeah. He runs the soup kitchen. Literally everyone on this side of New Orleans would be totally.
Oh my god!
Everyone would die because of starvation because we shot Mark Johnson at the club.
Marcus Johnson. Marcus Johnson.
He goes by Mark on the weekends.
Yeah, he goes by Mark on the weekends.
Listen, this is not your world. This is my world.
I don't know. It sounds like ours now.
We're making it up.
I know there's the whole collaborative storytelling thing, but you're collaborating with me, right? I'm not You're collaborating with me. I'm not collaborating with you. Rorschach face.
Rorschach behind a DM screen.
He would run off.
That's how
you
just
hard
said about everything.
I'm eating this salad with you.
I'm eating this salad with you. You're not eating with me. It's like, you're going to have to tell me that every day, man. I get it.
We get it.
You don't like me. Jesus, man.
All right. We're always doing things together. I get it.
Hey.
Toxic relationship with this man.
I'm beginning to think that maybe Rorschach was not like someone we should look up to.
No. Maybe not.
Have you seen the meme? That's literally, it's the meme from Pokemon where Ash's like ghost comes out of his body when he dies in that one episode, and it's the media literacy leaving my body whenever Rorschach does literally anything.
Jesus. I've seen that. All right, hang on.
some Robitussin in it. I get it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And
can we cut that joke?
Sorry,
I thought more people would understand the joke.
I definitely did not get that joke.